edition of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, we want to send our condolences out to the folks out in Las Vegas, the ones who lost their lives, the ones that was injured out there, and just that horrific shooting that we had out there. We'll keep everyone that was involved in that in our prayers, and we'll appreciate all our first responders that did what they had to do to take this bad guy down. Second thing I want to talk about tonight is I want to thank everybody for all the calls and text messages and emails that I got last week. I wasn't on the show. I had a little episode. Sunday was a week ago where I had some chest pains and some pain in my arm and my neck and pretty bad headache, and I wound up going to the emergency room and got to stay there for about 8 hours while they'd run all kinds of tests and everything. But the doctors are fairly sure it's not heart-related. They think it's a more of a pinched nerve type situation. So I do appreciate everyone who reached out to me. It really means a lot when you have support like that. And, you know, especially all the guys that who listened to the show and contacted me and everything. But, folks, we got a great show lined up tonight. You know, I heard about a series, I guess it was probably about April time frame, and I've been kind of following a little bit, and I've been waiting for them to get a little bit closer to us. And actually, when they were up at Greenville Picking Speedway, I wanted to try to get them on the show, but we had an issue come up where we had someone else on the show that was time sensitive, so we had to put them off when they were up at Greenville Picking Speedway. But now they're going to be at Florence Motor Speedway this coming weekend. And folks, I'm talking about the Bandit Big Rig Series, where they race 18-wheeler trucks on Saturday night short tracks. And I want to take the opportunity to welcome Craig Krukenberg to Stars Radio. And Craig, I hope I didn't murder your last name just then.
You know, we talked about that for 15 minutes there, Jerry, and you just had to throw it in there, didn't you?
I did, man. It's hard not to, man. But welcome to the show, Craig.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, well, Craig, for our listeners that might not be familiar with your series, can you kind of fill us in a little bit about the series and how it came about and some of the facilities that you've been racing at here in 2017?
Yeah, I mean, the Bandits, right? I mean, it's funny. So the Bandits kind of, you know, there used to be a bunch of trucks that ran a year and a half at a series called Champ Truck. But, you know, you get down in the southeast there, and if somebody would have treated people in the southeast like the guy that owned Champ Truck treated us, he wouldn't be around much. And so we all kind of bailed out of that series. They weren't paying the purse out, and they weren't really promoting it. And, you know, we all like our fans, right? I mean, we're all blue-collar guys, and we got to convince our wives that this is the best idea we've had ever. And so one night, so these guys were out. They raced the second year halfway through it, and I just raced the first year. And they called me up, and they were all done. They said, "Hey, Craig, we left Champ. You know, we should have followed you, da-da-da." And they said, "Hey, let's have some fun. Why don't you bring those trucks out to South Carolina, and let's run circle track, and let's race." You know, I said, "Well, really? Okay, no. I'm in the Midwest. I'm in Minnesota. I got to drive all the way out there, almost 20 hours to race. What's the purse like? Big? No. Don't just squeeze us in on Saturday night, and we can race for beers." And that turned into the Big Rig Series. The beer was really good.
Wow. Well, the trucks that you race, tell us a little bit about the type of vehicles that we could see at Florence Motor Speedway this coming Saturday night.
So you said 18-wheelers, right? And that's how they all started out, okay? They're at Krukenberg Motorsports, we have three trucks. I race with my sons. One of the trucks is an old FedEx truck, that single axle, Volvo. I race an old farm grain truck, an old Ford 8000. And one of the other sons, he raced the Peterbilt that the hood and the cab look like a Peterbilt, but the rest of it looks more like a race truck. And so We got guys with Western Stars. The thing of it is, it has to be a single axle, and it has to be over 11,500 pounds. So anybody that is in the trucking industry understands that, okay, we have to have a single axle on the rear, and we have to be over 11,500 pounds. You're not going to be the last guy on the track. I mean, even my old Ford is coming in at 12,000 pounds. And we're driving these things down a half. So Greenville Pickens, like you said, right? Greenville Pickens is an old NASCAR track. I mean, there's been some famous names that have gone in circles around that track. We're running 11,000, 12,000-pound trucks down at Greenville Pickens, 105 miles an hour down the back straightaway, and three of us crazy idiots are trying to drive into the corners three wide.
Wow.
That was designed for cars to go three wide at best.
Well, I've watched some of the videos out there of y'all's racing, and it's just fantastic racing. I mean, you don't expect, A, these trucks to be going this fast, and B, for y'all to be running wheel-to-wheel, bumper-to-bumper like y'all do, and like you mentioned, three wide sometimes, trying to get in the corner and seeing if y'all going to make it out of that corner when y'all go three wide. I love it, you know, and like I say, I've been following you guys since about April when I found out a little bit about the series. Somebody had sent me a tip to check you guys out, and I think it's great. It's something different. It's something that the fans is going to enjoy because it's something they're not going to see on a regular Saturday night basis at their Saturday night racetrack.
No, and that's the thing, Jerry. I mean, right there is, right? Because the Bandits, when it started out, right, we were racing for beers, and finally towards the end of last year, we all decided, you know, we gotta put some structure to this, just because there's going to be more people that want to come out and play with us. And so, like I said, so our first race was in March of the first official Bandit Series inaugural season race was in March. And I'd never raced anything in my life. The only thing I ever raced was my twin sons around the house when I was trying to catch them. And Minimizer, I'm in the trucking industry selling truck parts, but I've never, you know, other than when my father drove a truck and he let me swap seats with him going down the interstate, that's the only thing I've ever drove in a Class A truck. And so for some reason they think I should be driving a Class A truck on a circle track. And so what's really funny is, like you said, the fans. When you put 16, we were at Tennessee, Highland Rim, a quarter-mile track. Quarter mile. Okay. Drag racers go a quarter mile, but they're not going in a quarter-mile circle. And we put 16 trucks on that racetrack. The nice thing about the Bandit Series and the race director, Brian Mattson, is there's 75% professional racing, 25% entertainment for the fans. So over the years, so many of the race series have been, they've had their hands slapped. They've had their hands tied. There's no touching each other. There's no rubbing. Oh, don't you dare bump. Okay? I mean, and we've seen it over the years to transition away. And so the thing of it is you can't buy a win in Bandit Series with the rules. It's just going to come to driver and whatever you can put together for a Class A truck. And you're racing for $10,000 to win. So you get a little more aggressive and accidentally kind of sort of scuff the guy to get between the two guys that you're going in the corner with. And Brian lets him run. He lets us run. One of my sons, he had 5 feet of tin hanging out the side of his truck. Thought for sure they were going to throw the black. And at the end of the night, I asked Brian, I said, why didn't you throw the black flag on me? Had things hanging off. He goes, it didn't fall off, did it?
That's right.
And that's racing. Back in the day, that's how they raced. And Brian, he's got 40 years of racing experience. He's owned tracks. He's promoted. And he also still has two sprint cars that race. And so he's an old-school racer. It's like, you know, he didn't do this just like they used to do in the past. Don't let him race.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the safety that's built in these trucks? I mean, obviously, with the weight they have, you got to have some kind of safety built in. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing you can really change on the trucks. I mean, you know, any of the do-it-yourself or guys out there that wrench on their own trucks, the only things we can really change is we strip the caps, we go to work and throw roll cages in, throw the safety harnesses in, the right seats, Hans devices, fire gear, fire extinguishers, and cutoffs. power cut off, so we don't have an engine runaway. That's why we really don't let them run manual engines, is because it's too much work for the guys to get that, so it can be a shutoff, so we don't get a runaway engine. And other than that, put the fuel in between the frame and put some side skirts on it and have at it. I mean, you can, you know, all the diesel guys out there understand, you can turn up an engine, but there's a fine line between turning it up and turning it up too much and putting in bigger injectors or whatever. So, I mean, it's probably the purest form of racing that's available right now.
Wow. Do you guys still run off of diesel fuel, or do you run off of some kind of gasoline diesel mixture?
No. And that's, I mean, we're not into that crazy funky stuff, right? It's pure diesel fuel. You know, some of these guys, you know, I mean, like the Jupiter teams, they're coal haulers. They run, you know, they haul coal and they bring sand home, right? And I know all they do is just back up to that tank in the yard and they just dump fuel into it. And that's really fun about the Bandit series is the parts that you put on have to be available from either a part OEM, like, you know, you can run into Peterbilt, so you got to buy Peterbilt parts or whatever. Go to a junkyard, a truck junkyard, and pick up the parts. You have to run OEM parts, okay? You cannot go to the machinist and have them make you a special sway bars for the front. You have to run OEM parts. You have to run OEM turbos.
Okay. Well,
so
what
that's
about,
what keeps it inexpensive.
What about, like, the rear gears? I mean, y'all go to different size of tracks. Do y'all manipulate that with transmission running different gears, or is there a variety of rear gear ratios out there for you guys?
Well, I think so. I mean, right? I mean, so in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota, where we're from, we had 5 dirt tracks within a 40-mile radius of us. And so I grew up on Saturday nights helping out the local modified drivers on dirt. And these guys, right, depending on what track they're going to, they're changing out the gears in the rear end. Well, we're fortunate to have multiple ranges, right, anywhere from 9 to 13. And I think our friend Mike Morgan, who drives number 88, the Mack Vader, I think he actually changes his rear ends because he's only got 6 speeds in that transmission. For the rest of us, you know, I run a 10-speed, and on a quarter-mile track, you know, I told this to my team, and they just shake their head because, like I said, I've only been racing since March, so I have no knowledge of racing at all. But I got a little idea. And so at the quarter-mile track, I was in 8th the whole night. I mean, I was hitting the rev limiter just before I'd go into the turns, where I think Mike Morgan was pulling out gears and swapping gears for, you know, higher gears for the shorter tracks, lower gears for the higher tracks. I mean, it really comes down to how much effort and work you want to put into that. But when you're racing for $50,000 a night, you'll be more than happy to swap out a rear end if you think that's going to give you an advantage.
Oh, absolutely. I'll swap them out all night long for that amount of money. So, what about tires there, Craig? What kind of tires do y'all run on?
Right now we run Generals on the front, and then everybody still had a lot of Continentals that were left over from the Champ Truck Series. And so the series allows us to run the Continentals on the rears. But to keep it honest and fair, I mean, you know, we're not building our rock series here. But there are certain things that we just need to be consistent with, and tires is one of them. And right now we're running General tires, and we shave them off to about 3/8 of an inch off the tires. We're taking trailer tires, you know, 22.5 trailer tires, and shaving them off. And we're running them as steer tires. And people will walk up to us and go, "You're telling me you're taking trailer tires and you're running them on as steer tires, shaved off?" And I shouldn't say this. I'm going to jinx myself here, but we have not had a tire blow yet because of the front steer tire blowing. So we've been really fortunate. But we're working with some tire manufacturers now, being that we're in trucks. Okay, don't get me wrong, Hoosier tires, I've known them forever, and that's why everybody runs on dirt. But we're semi-trucks, and Minimizer itself, we use Bandit as an R&D source. And that's what we want the tire suppliers to do. We want the tire supplier to come in and give us a tire that we can run in Bandit that holds up, that the individual can go to work at the end of the day when he gets home and he's got to buy a bunch of tires for his truck and trailer. He goes and buys a Bandit tire, style tire, from whoever we decide to go with in 2018, because we'll prove them on the racetrack.
Right. Okay. You know, I'm an old school racer there, Craig. So how do y'all work on, like, the balance of the trucks? I mean, you know, us cars, you know, we want to find that perfect balance, you know, setting our caster and camber in the front and, you know, working on our cross rate, nose weight, rear weight. Do y'all get that in depth, or is it pretty much what you got is what you got?
No, so they ran to Jerry. So we have, so right across the street from our race shop in Bloomin' Prairie, Minnesota, we have an old racer. He's probably, Mark's probably 60-something. And he's got 600 modified wins at dirt under his belt. And we let him run, we needed a driver for one of our trucks. And his first time ever running a semi in a race, he won his heat. Okay? And so at that point, I kind of went to myself. I said, shit, it doesn't matter. If you're a great driver, you can win on anything. Whatever they put you in, you're going to win. But when it comes to setup, I'm oblivious. Like I said, I've only been racing since March, and I know more about racing now, and I know more about trucks now than I've ever wanted to know in my whole life. And today, today I was down at the race shop, and for some reason I love to tear up front ends. I love to jam that axle back into the passenger side so it's underneath the door.
Right.
Okay, and what happens? I bust U bolts up, I bust center bolts up, and it fascinates me that I even know what those things are. And I go to the guys and said, so what are we going to put in for caster? And so we put in a wedge, probably 18-degree wedge. We stick in there between the axle and the U bolts to give me a little caster. I said, what about camber? And our crew chief's going, you know what? The thing of it is, with that much caster, we're just going to have to take it out of the caster and put it in the camber. So let's just, you know what, on this track, let's just leave it. And so, you know, so the weight ratio has to be 60%, 60 front, 40 back. You have to be 400 pounds right to left. And so, I mean, you're scaling things. And I have to, you know, I'm a little pudgy, and they make me sit in the truck when they scale it. So because, you know, my 275 pounds is going to make a difference on the left side.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just like the old school guys. I mean, Bandit Series is actually pure racing, right? I mean, those are the things that people used to do 25, 30 years ago.
Wow. Well, do y'all play with spring rates, you know, for the different tracks you go to, or you pretty much run the same spring rates everywhere you go?
Well, depending on the truck, right, depending on who's driving the truck. So two races ago, I walked into the race garage. They don't let me help because I know what a wrench is, but I had to make too many suggestions. And so I walked in, the guys were taking the airbags off of number 63, Trevor's truck, and they're putting leaf springs on. I go, what are you doing? Well, we're taking the airbags off, we're going to put leaf springs on because with leaf springs, we have better control. And I'm going, huh? You kidding me? Because airbags, we can put air in, we can take air out. And they're
right.
Going, there's a formula that old school race car drivers use on springs.
Right.
And it's a mathematical formula. And I'm going, okay, all right, well, I'll trust you. But that's what I run, and I run leaf springs. And so I'm going to deny I ever said this, but you're recording, I'm sure, is that so Tyler, on number 54, the Volvo, my oldest twin, the rules say that you either need to run leaf springs on the front, or you can run a coil spring on the front axles. Well, it doesn't say you can't run an airbag on the front. And why he wants to try it is beyond me. And so he goes, well, you know, Dad, what did Ray Abraham say about the NASCAR rules? Half the rules in NASCAR because of him. Well, I want half the rules in Champ Truck because of me. And I said, Billy, seriously, that's a gray area. He goes, well, it doesn't say I can't have an airbag. Typical racer, correct, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely, brother. I'm right there with you. You know,
the rules don't say I can't. That means I can.
That's the way I look at it, too. I've been DQ'd a time or two in my racing days. You know, I'm a firm believer. If it doesn't specifically spell it out and tell me I can't, that means I can. So, Craig, if... Okay, hold on. Somebody sent me a question here. Give me just one second. Okay, Craig, this is kind of interesting question here. Most race vehicles gets towed to the track with an 18-wheeler by today's standards. How do y'all tow y'all's vehicles to the racetrack?
Oh, well, so I found a beautiful, unused 1991 Ford F8000. I've been telling my sons, go get that thing because I run a Ford 8000 on the racetrack. Wouldn't that be cool to have a rollback with that on there? My sons just roll their eyes. So we do it the old school way. We get some lowboys out, and we put two trucks on each lowboy, and we run them out to the racetrack. and Minimizer, I hear, is probably one of our the sponsors for Bandit. They're giving away a race-ready truck in March, a Bandit race-ready truck in March. And so, you know, as long as the guy's got a trailer that can you put 12,000 pounds on and pull it with his F-250 or his Chevy 2500 or his Dodge 2500, there's nothing, you know, I mean, our guys are so, I mean, we're so blue-collar. We're so, I mean, it's a traditional Saturday night, small-town racetrack, but we're actually lucky enough to be able to pay a big enough purse that we can go around the country and justify, because everybody goes home with at least $1,000. So that pays on gas to get there, as long as you start.
Well, if someone wanted to keep up with what your guys are going to do for the remainder of 2017 season and follow you for 2018 and see some of your schedule where you're going to be racing at, where's the best way for them to go get that information there, Craig?
You know, the thing of it is, right, so I'm an old guy, right, so I grew up on websites, but you can go to, you know, BanditSeries.com and to the Bandit Series website, but, you know, really, truly, most of the information flows through the Bandit Series Facebook page. You know, that's the fan page nowadays, right, Jerry? I mean, that's what it's at.
It is. It is. That, I mean, that's where everybody gets their information from. You have websites out there, and, you know, I look through y'all's website. You know, if people wanted to get some merchandise, you're going to see that there, but you're not going to see on the Facebook page. But rest of it you could just about find right there on your Facebook page. Well, I know you guys is headed down to Florence Motor Speedway, Charlie Powell's racetrack. Love that racetrack down there. I got a son that races, and that's where we race at down there at Florence Motor Speedway. I know you guys is looking forward to getting down there this coming Saturday.
So, hey, Jerry, can I? You got it? You got one more minute?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So we were asked today to go to New Smyrna during Speed Week.
Oh, wow. That's
and
awesome.
So, right, and so they want us to race Sunday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night. And I'm going, well, what if we wreck a truck? And the track guy goes, well, I'll give you an extra day to fix it. And so we're going to have to haul a few parts down with this because I like to wreck trucks. But so, I mean, the Bandits are getting to a point now that where they're inviting us to Speed Week. You know, and we're different, right? I mean, we race, you know, we bump, we grind. We'll push a guy into the corner faster than he wants to go and tuck under him. I mean, we're back to racing how it should be.
Right.
And so if they want to check us out, I mean, we've got all the videos from the past races. Everybody goes, well, you're radio now. So we live stream every race for free. So just go to our Facebook page on Race Night. And click on the live stream, and you can watch all the races. And everybody goes, well, that's kind of different. And I keep telling everybody, guys, I'm not Fox Sports. You know, the Bandits only have so much money, and so we live stream it out for free, and we want our fans to enjoy it. And one of the things, one of the proudest things I can say, and then I'll let you go, Jerry, is that the Bandits are family. I mean, we're all blue collar. We all have kids. We all have family. They help us in the pits. I race against my two. I'm ahead of them, and I was ahead of them in points until I didn't start the other race. But, the punk. But anyway, our fans are the same way. Our fans are race fans, and their family and everything like this. And so, what do little kids like to do? They like to climb up in the trucks. I'm a grandfather, right? Put them up in the trucks. Let them sit in the seat, you know, and talk to them. And that's really where the Bandits get their fun from, their pride, is because when we can park on the front straightaway, and little kids come up and say, hey, can I get your autograph? It's a powerful moment for an individual that, you know, he hauls coal all day.
Right. Well, Craig,
we love our
Bandit
fans. And
go ahead.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I wanted to thank you for being on the show tonight. We got to get out of here and make room for Patrick Reynolds coming up with Speed Ray Report at the 7:30 time slot here. And, folks, if you're in the area and you want to check these big rigs out, go to Florence Motor Speedway and check them out. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And if you want to follow more about what's going on with the big Bandit Big Rig Series, go to BanditSeries.com. They also have a Facebook page. You can hit Craig up. He's going to keep you up to date on all the information that's going on with the Bandit Big Rig Series. Again, Craig, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Jerry, thanks for having us, and all your fans are Jerry's fans out there. If you come into the pits and say, hey, I heard you guys on Jerry, we'll work on getting you a hat or a T-shirt or something. So, Jerry, I'm going to help you out here a little bit and get your fans into some Bandit apparel.
Awesome, brother. Appreciate that. Any kind of support we can do to help you guys in the near future, give me a call, Derek Craig, or send me a message on Facebook, and we'll get hooked up and promote anything that you need promoted out there. Folks, it's time for us to get out of here for tonight. I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to the show tonight. Again, keep the folks out there in Las Vegas in your prayers. And, of course, the folks in Puerto Rico who was hit by the hurricanes, the folks down in Florida, the folks out in Houston, Texas, you know, keep every one of those in your thoughts and prayers. We appreciate everybody that tunes in and listens to us here on the show. Our military unit of the week tonight is going to be all them first responders who responded out there in Las Vegas to help take down that bad guy out there. And I refuse to use his name because he don't deserve the recognition that he was trying to get. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, the short track auto racing tour, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Good night and God bless.
Dusty.